Vegetarian at the Belmont. My goodness.
Jordy, the Packer Nation is dying to know. How are you, and more specifically, how's your knee?
We're doing great. My knee feels excellent. I've had, obviously, a great, whatever, 6-7 months of recovery through the season, through this offseason. I've continued to progress. It's been a very smooth progression. Been very happy with it. Trainers have been happy with it. Doc's been happy with it. So right where we want to be. Look forward to participating in the offseason and doing things. Lifting and running, we've been doing all of it for a while now. And then in IPW is where we'll be running some routes on air and stuff that plan on participating and starting to fine-tune some stuff and get ready to go.
Jordy, I think you'll know what I mean by the question, which is kind of weird. Do you still know what's there? Do you still know all the time?
It depends. It's honestly, it feels really good. And it's funny because there's little things that will eventually go away, or you can tell, like, you know, a couple weeks ago I felt that, now I don't anymore. Anyone who's had ACL surgery know that kneeling on that knee is not the greatest feeling for a while, and that's actually getting better. When I go run, if it's routes or running straight ahead or honestly in the backyard with the kids, I don't think about it anymore. So I think my mind's been clear of it, and hopefully that will stay the case.
In the off season, there's hardly any lockers with any clothes in them. Every day there's clothes in Jordy Nelson's locker. You have really dedicated yourself to this thing and been super diligent about it, haven't you?
I have, and that was my mindset going into it. Obviously, when you get a report in Pittsburgh that tore my ACL, and then obviously the MRI following agreed or confirmed it, whatever you want to call it, you know, it sets in. And I gave myself a couple days to a week to, you know, feel pity and be sad, but then I decided to move on and have the right attitude about it. I was going to attack the rehab process, the treatment process, do everything I needed to do to be prepared. I, in my head, the sooner I got better, the sooner I can stop going into the training room every day, the sooner I can stop worrying about it and just get back on the field and have fun. That's probably the thing you miss the most, is being out there with the guys and being around the guys all the time. And honestly, being sore on Monday is something that I truly look forward to.
Has it been difficult to maintain that optimistic attitude for you?
It can at times. I think we've had a good setup based on different things going on. Obviously, the season was a great distraction to be able to come in the mornings, do my rehab, and then go to practice, get my mind off of it, kind of be around the guys again, go to meetings, go to games, start traveling. Every month or so, there was something new that came up that allowed me to either progress in the rehab. So it worked out great. We were able to progress, like I said, smoothly. And by that aspect, we were able to move forward to things and continue to challenge myself and mix it up.
I think it'd be human nature for everybody to want to be missed. But you were missed to an extraordinary level. And I'm sure you read and heard the stuff. Well, the Packer offense, not what it used to be because it's lacking Jordy Nelson. Like, how did that, all that talk and stuff, how'd you deal with that?
I didn't pay much attention to it at all. Obviously, I was in here every day, so I knew what was going on. I think the guys did a great job of playing. Obviously, there's a lot of other things that happened from different guys being banged up. I think it just was not a very smooth season overall, injury-wise. I thought guys did a great job. I mean, won a playoff game, we're in it to win another one, and came up one play short. So there was the opportunity to be right back where we usually are at the end of every year, and, you know, it was a solid season.
As you approach this season, do you put a lot of pressure on yourself? How do you deal with that end of it?
I don't think there'll be much pressure. I think the way I deal with that is my preparation throughout the offseason, through the summer and into camp. The way you prepare, you'll prepare yourself to be successful. And, you know, if you go into a game and you're prepared and you go out and play well, I mean, I think preparation is a part of it. If you don't go play well, you won't ever have to second guess yourself of, well, maybe I should have done more during the week. I don't ever want that question in the back of my head. So I think the way I'm going to prepare, that I've prepared since surgery, all this offseason, and all the way through camp into game one, my preparation will be able to take all my nerves, all the pressure away, and just, you know, allow myself to go out and play.
Now, you're not a fire breather. You're not Mike Daniels in that regard. But you've got an enormous fire inside. Have you ever thought about that, and do you know what drives you? Because I've seen the way you practice, I've seen the way you rehab, I've seen the way you play. You are driven.
No, I prefer actions over words. I'm not one to talk a lot. And I think there's always been a saying, and actions speak louder than words. But I think to me, it's, I don't ever want to settle. We only get to do this for so long, and you're not pouring it all out, then I don't think you're doing yourself justice.